There are years when you just don't know how you're going to survive. Though I probably wouldn't say that to my younger self.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Todd is not with us today, so it's just me by myself, Scott. So this will be a short and sweet episode, and stay tuned to the very end because I have a special announcement. Todd, you're not allowed to listen to that, though, if you're listening to this episode. I know you'll probably cut out somewhere in the first few minutes anyway, because really, you don't want to listen to this whole thing. So, here we go. I decided that tonight I would talk about, since I didn't plan ahead and get anybody to join me on the show, I'll try and plan better next time. I was gone all weekend. Give me a break. I was actually down in South Carolina seeing my parents for their 60th wedding anniversary. So I do have a good excuse. I mean, I probably could have done something, you know, before or after that, but it's been busy. So here I am flying solo tonight. And yes, this is at night because I don't like to get up early and record in the morning if I don't have to. So I thought tonight I would share the infinite wisdom I have from all these many years of being a dad and a husband and say what I would tell my younger dad self if I were to go back in time. I hope you can hear the sarcasm in my voice. I figured out that I've passed that on pretty well to my children. My youngest daughter, Katie, is getting great with the snark and the sarcasm. I may have mentioned that last week. I don't know. Anyway, I don't have much wisdom. What I do have, though, I'll try to share a little bit here. What I would tell my younger dad self: you can do this with a lot of help from God and your wife, and let's face it, probably a bunch of other people too. Number two, you'll be happy. This one I'm stealing from a movie. I'll give you bonus points if you can tell me what it is. You'll be happy. You just may not realize it most days. That one kind of made me think a little bit when I first heard that. I'm like, yeah, that seems profound, and it's probably true, and it has proven to be true. Your kids will be different, and that is good. If they're the same as everybody else, you're probably doing something wrong. It's not about getting them into Harvard. I'm just going to say it. It really isn't. And this one is huge. You have an enemy, and it's not your wife. You have an enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Learn how to fight. That is going to be immensely important in marriage and in parenting. Your wife is going to need cheerleading and lots of help. And when you have kids, these are your kids too. You're not babysitting your own kids. This one hits me a little too close to home some days. The house is never going to be clean, except maybe when the kids are grown, but then you'll be sad. If it does get clean occasionally, consider that a bonus. And it would be appropriate right now to throw in one of my favorite movie quotes. From Mr. Incredible, the greatest movie dad of all time. In The Incredibles 2, when he is about ready to pass out and he calls in the big guns and asks Edna for help. And she says, "You look ghastly, darling." And he says, "I haven't been sleeping. I broke my daughter. They keep changing math. We needed AA batteries, but I got AAAs. And now we still need AA batteries. I put one red thing in a load of whites, and now everything's pink."
and I think we need eggs. Yeah, that is, if you've seen the movie, I probably just butchered the tone of the quote there, but I think those are the right words. Anyway, that's how parenting has felt many days. So on to the next one. This is going to be expensive, but worth it. I heard a friend say many years ago that kids are a net gain. Took me a minute. That was another one I had to think about. I'm like, yeah, I get that. There are years when you just don't know how you're going to survive. Though I probably wouldn't say that to my younger self. It's better to not know these things. Some of them. And the next one, your parents, friends, relatives, etc. may or may not understand or support what you're doing. In fact, they may actively oppose what you're doing. This was very true for me and my wife. We did the homeschooling thing, which we're still doing. We also did like natural family planning and some other things that were not the way our parents had done them. But that's okay. It's worked out pretty well. And we're not here to please them. We're here to please God. So please God, not everybody else. And when you fail at pleasing God, remember His mercy. Love covers over a multitude of sins. His mercy is everlasting and great. You're going to feel like quitting sometimes. Don't. Forgive quickly and often. And ask for forgiveness quickly and often, especially from your kids. Todd and I have talked about that many times, about how important it is to ask forgiveness from your kids. Some dads think that looks like weakness, but it's not. It's how you teach your children the value of forgiveness. And lastly, love, even when you don't feel like it. As I was trying to think of something to talk about tonight, I looked through some of my old journals, which I don't journal that often. I kind of go in spurts, and frankly, when I read back through them, they're kind of depressing, so I guess I just journal when I have something difficult going on. So I don't really like reading them again. But as I was reading through some of the old entries, I saw some times when things were difficult, and I remember the feeling of those times when it felt like work to keep loving, to keep putting one foot in front of the other, to keep trusting that God is good and that He does, in fact, work everything out for good for those who love Him. There are still days when that's a tough one to believe, but it's still true. What is that quote? Just because you're lost, you don't doubt your compass. It's in the movie The Edge, and it's Anthony Hopkins who says it. I forget the exact quote, but I think something like that. Just because you're lost, don't doubt your compass. Yeah, it's still true that God is good and that He works all things together for the good of those who love Him. I may not see that this side of heaven, but that doesn't make it any less true. And hopefully I will see that this side of heaven. Anyway, there were a lot of moments looking through my old journals where I remember having to love even though I didn't feel like it, and having to keep working and keep being the dad, being the husband. And so on that note, it's a very short one tonight, but I will leave you with a couple of thoughts. First of all, the immortal words of Mr. Incredible. Why would they change math? Math is math. Math is math. That's another brilliant parenting moment. Ha, you don't know this, but I just muted myself for the first time in a long time because I'm using my new mixer tonight. And it actually has a mute button on it, so I can mute myself. Or Todd. Ha, wait till he gets back and I get to mute him. And I can do all kinds of fun things, like just, you know, I have these little pads that have extra sounds on them. Like I can just play this drum beat behind me if I want. pretty cool, huh? Of course, then it just cuts off, but, you know. Or, you know, we can do applause. Thank you, thank you. I need to add a laugh track into that. That would be good for me. Where was I? Oh, yes, before I go, Todd, if you're listening, this is the part for you to check out. You can come back in a couple minutes. All right, here's the deal, guys. Pay attention. All right, do I have your attention yet? In a couple episodes, Todd and I are doing our 500th episode together. Can you believe it? 500. It's been 10 years and 500 episodes here. So I'm trying to do a couple little surprises for that. One of them is this. If you would like to send a little message to Todd, 90 seconds or less, I have a web address for you to go to. I'll write this down. speakpipe.com/unsocialized media. So there's this app called SpeakPipe that allows you to just leave a message basically on a website, more or less. And I don't have this set up on my website or on, and I don't think Todd has it on his, but if you sign up for a SpeakPipe account, you can just have a little page on their website. So here's the deal. This is my SpeakPipe page. Again, it's speak, S-P-E-A-K, pipe, P-I-P-E, .com, speakpipe.com/unsocialized media. And that gets you to my page. And there's a button there that says start recording underneath where it says send a voice message to Scott Moore. So you just click that and you can record for up to 90 seconds just using the microphone on your phone or on your computer that's built in. Or if you've got a fancy one you want to use, that's fine too. And you can leave me a message. Now I'm going to play those, or at least some of them, depending on how many I get, during that 500th episode. And I'll make sure that Todd gets all of them, even if I don't play yours on the air. But I thought that would be a fun way to just tell Todd how much we love him and what a great thing it's been to be part of the Family Man team for this many years. I know he's been doing it a little longer than I have been around, but let's face it, it wasn't worth it before I showed up, right? Again, I need that laugh track here. Okay, so speakpipe.com/unsocialized media. Leave Todd a message there. Tell him how much you love him, how great this show has been for you, and how you're looking forward to 500 more episodes. Boy, I hope Todd didn't jump back on like in the middle of that, because I told him to come back in like a minute or so, but I've probably taken like 5 minutes explaining that. So anyway, hopefully he just cut it off and tuned out a long time ago. All right, that's our show for today, folks. Remember to do this all, like I said, keep on loving even when it's hard, even when you don't feel like it. And I'll leave you with one last Mr. Incredible quote. And he says, he's talking to his family, and he says, "You are my greatest adventure, and I almost missed it." So don't miss it, dads. And you know why? Say it with me. You to dad. And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stay.